My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
It's Arts and Seizures with your host, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
All right, can you dig it?
I don't even know what to say. That is the best new theme music. I mean, I miss the Nichols and May of the Now generation because so many of our guests didn't know what the hell we were talking about.
I think we are still the Nichols and May of the Now generation. I don't know. Let's ask our guests. Do you guys know who Nichols and May are? Come on, Roger. You're old enough.
Oh, boy.
I don't think he's old enough. Bunny?
I do not.
Bunny's
Mike Nichols and Elaine May.
Oh, that...
Perfectly perfect.
So when you say the first names, I know who they are.
Okay.
Yeah, that's bad, though. I should still know.
That's
them.
Like half. He half knew what it was.
Yeah, I should know. Yeah. It's like Stiller and Mirror, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Stiller and Mirror. We are the Stiller and Mirror of our generation.
But yeah, so it's our new show, Arts and Seizure. What? I'm Arts. Excitable Mike is Seizures.
Seizures.
There was never any question about
well,
that.
Well, like I said, at least with Mike and Judy, I knew who I was. We'll see how this goes, Judy.
We'll see. I might have a seizure. But I'm really excited. The first guests of our new show are two New York One workers who have formed a band called Perp Walk, Roger Clark and Bunny Hirsch. Welcome, you guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And this is awesome. And Roger, of course, we see you on the TV all the time, on the T-Wee. You're like an on-air superstar, local television star.
Yeah, I have a good time. It's fun. It's a good game. We've been doing it for 12 years now, so wow. In New York One, so it's pretty, thank God. Hopefully they'll keep me
and
around.
And I was thinking, because now that you got your band and you're on TV, you're sort of like John Tesh.
Oh, God.
I was trying to find a nice parallel career path, because it's so hard to get out of TV, you know? I mean,
Yeah. That
guy from Starsky and Hutch tried to make country records. No one really cared, but, you know, but John Tesh, you know?
So. John Tesh, he had some rocking tunes.
I looked him up. Not only does he have, like 6 Grammys, he has, like, a journalist award from the Associated Press.
Yeah, he actually worked for, he worked for the local CBS affiliate,
yeah.
And then he went up to the sports, then he was at Entertainment Tonight, and then he, like, just threw it all the way and said, I'm going to be a musician.
And
Roger
also
Clark, this
a
is
relationship
your life.
Advisor. He got married and he and his wife immediately started doing relationship seminars for a while, which I think is like really tempting fate when you hold your relationship up as like, oh, I can teach you how to have a relationship because I have a great one. Somebody's probably cheating.
I think he was married to that actress Connie Selleck.
Connie Selleck.
Why do I know these things? This is not good.
I didn't know that. But isn't he like a Christian? Doesn't he do like Christian music? Isn't that part of his thing?
Probably. He seems kind of churchy.
It's yeah. Like Kenny G of the keyboards.
But your name, Perp Walk, is a very newsy name. Like, and Bunny, I think that was your call?
Yes, because crime is funny. always loving news. And, hey, we love Rush. They even have a lyric in their Perp Walk, but I thought about that after, actually. But it was a coincidence. Someone, a Rush fan, actually asked me, like, hey, did that come from this song? And I was like, no.
It's from current events, not prog rock.
Yeah. But we like prog rock, but yeah. No, it's just, it's funny and cute, and it's fun when those are on TV. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Perp Walk's the best. Well, what's one of your favorite Perp Walks? Like a celebrity Perp Walk.
Did you have Lindsay ever? Did you do the Lindsay's Perp Walk?
I did the kid from Sopranos, AJ, when he got
right.
Busted for pot, I think it was, or something like that, or for like harassing some kid over something. I was at that one, and it was like so weird chasing him down the block with all the rest of the photographers. I was like, I can't believe I'm chasing Anthony Jr. down the block, you know? Because
he got caught with weed.
Yeah, it was kind
of
interesting.
I was trying to think of like what the great Perp Walks are, and I was thinking maybe Lee Harvey Oswald had to be at the top of the list.
That was pretty eventful. Yeah. I heard some big stuff happen. Yeah.
That's spectacular, yeah.
You know, one of the few that we're still talking about years later.
Yeah.
Do the cops ever, like, do they ever do the criminal a favor and take them out the wrong door, or is this, like, a fun thing for them, too?
I'm not sure how, it's really kind of, it depends on the day, but how it usually works. But a lot of times, if somebody did something pretty bad, I don't think they really have any qualms about taking them out the front door, you know.
Yeah, I've studied criminology in school, and I agree that crime can be fun from a distance.
It's addictive to watch.
Oh, yeah. Except for that Nancy Grace. I can't watch her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It depends on the case, I suppose, but, Once in a while.
They're filming Law & Order SVU in front of my house this week. I'm very excited. I love a good crime drama.
Excellent. Try to get in the background. Throw things on them.
I'll just be hanging out my window.
Or just steal some pizza from craft services.
Yeah, I don't know. We have the best pizza in the world here.
Oh, my God.
We're
going to
eat on the air
so
because
good.
We're not professional here. Unlike our two professional news journalists, you probably don't get to eat on the air very often unless you're...
No, Roger goes on all sorts of stores. You probably, part of your job is to...
Every once in a while, yeah,
we're talking about you're doing the local farm story and the and the honeybee story.
Yeah, with the farm stories, a lot of times the guys will be like, "Here, take this," and rip it off the vine, and here and say, "Eat it." And I'm just like, and I'm a little germphobic, so I'm getting better as I get in my old age. Like I'm like, yeah, I'll eat that tomato from the top of a roof in Long Island City. Yeah,
tastes sashy,
but it's local.
Yeah, it's always good stuff, though.
But it's local, therefore it must be the best.
So, have you both been working there since New York One started?
No, not old enough.
It's 21 years old this year.
Oh,
I've been there 12. Yeah,
old.
Yeah, 21 years old, just a couple weeks ago. But I've been there 12, so that's not bad. It's a pretty decent run.
That's a long
knock
run.
Wood, so far. People have been there the whole time, though.
You had a nice run up to New York One too, right? We were talking about before. You had the gig of turning on the national anthem in the morning.
Right. Yeah. When I first graduated, after I got out of college, I had a really bad New York accent because I'm from Queens, and I had to. Kind of do a little of a loop through New York State, a lot of small stations to get back home.
So you went upstate to lose a bad accent?
You had to assimilate back into New York?
I'm from Rochester. I know what a bad accent is. Daddy.
Oh, there's an accent up there? I never noticed.
That's a hell of an accent.
Nobody understood what I was saying half the time. It was so funny. People would call in and say, "Talk slower."
Yeah, that's...
Please. I have no idea. I'd be reading the newscast. Ba 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 ba. Like a machine gun.
Did you always want to do news?
I started wanting to get into sports, but I found that the people who were doing the sports liked sports way too much, more than even I liked it. I still love sports, but I kind of like the idea of sitting in front of a TV and watching my Jets and the Mets and suffering with them. And
oh, you like the loser New York team.
I like every loser team. It's depressing.
Because the men in my family also like the loser. My brother had Jets season tickets until they started to do well. Then he couldn't afford them anymore. But yeah, Jets and the Mets all the way.
Yeah. But of course, all the people I went to Syracuse and all the people who I'm talking about are now hosting Monday Night Football. So maybe I should have stuck with it.
It's a pretty good gig.
That's not a bad gig.
Well, I predict a perp walk is your ticket to fame. This is what's going to get you out of the narrow purview of New York One and put you on the national stage.
And crime is international.
Who doesn't love crime?
Yeah.
Who doesn't love crime?
So what are we going to hear? Okay, we'll talk about your upcoming shows after your first song, but what are we going to hear first?
Because the sooner you guys play, the sooner we can eat this pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
While you're playing, your little hearts out, we'll be noshing.
Ah, there's no stench in here, but we're going to play Stench in My Kitchen.
All right, let's hear it for Perp Walk.
Stench in my kitchen. I can't take it. What is it? Body in the bathroom. Down the drain with the gators. What's going on? Where am I? Lying on the floor. Coffee is rotten and moldy. Lightning ready to go.
Applause noise, Joe. Come on, get on it.
And welcome back to Joe the Engineer. Wow, Roger, it was bonk. You were such a beatnik.
That was a very beatnik.
It's been a while since I've never actually played them like with our
that's
stuff.
That's right. It was unfamiliar and kind of interesting, actually.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, hopefully we're okay.
That's the Arts and Seizures right there.
Yeah.
Bringing people out of their comfort zone. Since 2 o'clock today.
It was fun bringing it in on the subway. I put it in a backpack, but I was kind of like, I was actually thinking it would be cool to just have them out and be like, hey.
Pick up a few extra bucks.
Oh, it's showtime.
I play bongos.
Exactly.
It's showtime.
Yeah, I was so totally wimpy of me to put it in a backpack and hide it.
Showtime. And every time that mariachi band comes onto the 6 train, I'm thinking, am I just paying for their dry cleaning bills? I mean, it's a mariachi band. And see what these things are wearing. I mean, how do you ask for money when you're wearing clothes like that?
I love them because they're not loud. They're singing in Spanish so I can practice. They are great at their instruments. They have an accordion. I mean, they really rock, I think.
The guy I really dislike the most, and I have a long list of most annoying buskers in New York, but there's this Jimi Hendrix impersonator that hangs out in Union Square and plays like a big boombox, like a bass line that he probably recorded in his bedroom. Like really loud, somewhat out of time bass line to say Foxy Lady while he sits there and jams over it. He's got like a big wide hat with a feather coming out of it and stuff. And
I hate the Saw Lady.
And he leans over his cheap, the Saw Lady stuff.
Ugh. I hate
I'm not a big pan flute person.
Oh.
I don't, you know, and I feel there's a guy at 51st.
You just hate Peruvians.
No, I feel bad, though, but like he's like, his name is Manifesto. And I was like, seems like.
Pan flutes are so horrifying. I see them everywhere in the world, like Stockholm. There they are.
They're everywhere.
You know, seriously, many cities in Europe, like, they pollute. I'm like, how did you get over there, first of all?
Yeah. But what kind of manifesto is provided by a pan flute? I just don't see.
Yeah.
I don't want to grow up.
It's a frightening manifesto.
The Peter Pan flute.
So that song is a little dark, Bunny. I'm sensing you might write the lyrics.
Oh, it's not dark. I'm just too lazy to clean up. That's all. There might be a body in the bathroom. I might get hit by lightning. These are just things I think about.
I had a really bad smell in my kitchen once, and it took me a week to find it. And it was a rotting onion in a bag that I put, like, by the oven. And I searched the whole place, but I didn't see that. That smells really bad, just so you know.
At least it was only an onion and not a rat.
Yeah, well, I have cats. There's not going to be a rat in there. There could be a rotting
corn. We have a song about rats, too, but that's...
yes.
It's a little too heavy.
So we weren't going to play that here.
How long have you guys been at this? Just the two of you? Just drums and bass?
Yeah, about a year. Summer, a little more than a year. Yeah. So yeah, we've been doing all right though. I mean, you know, it's not like we're playing like giant venues, but you know, we've been getting a lot. You know, we play almost monthly, like places like Otto's, Hank's, Freddy's. They've been really nice to us at Freddy's.
Freddy's is great.
Yeah, great. You know,
and Freddy's. Like, we're afraid we're gonna lose Freddy's, right? In the shadow of
they moved them over to the
arena.
Sunset Park, Park Slope, South Slope, whatever you want to call it.
Have you covered the new arena and all that? Have you been out there? Is that?
Oh my gosh! I mean, let me tell you, I'm in the movie.
Has it been
Daniel Goldstein? I was like, in his documentary.
I'm curious, has it impacted the neighborhood as negatively as so many activists really predicted? Or because I haven't really heard that much hubbub since it's really been up and running.
Yeah, honestly, it's weird. Ever since it actually was built, I haven't. Personally, haven't covered that much stuff there. So, whereas I was there almost monthly for years.
Right.
I mean, there was, you know.
Well, once the people were made homeless.
Yeah, it was a big, right. Yeah, it was you know, and I mean, I don't know.
I mean, is that the case? I mean, I'm asking because I don't know the people that were made.
My friends who live there complain about the parking and the crowds. I mean, but that's not really a news story. People bitching about parking and crowds. I mean,
in New York City.
Yeah, it's kind of like, all right, now you.
Well, this is another utterly charmless, you know, basketball arena. It's just what we needed.
And I've heard that I haven't been there yet. Yeah, I assume have you guys been to a show there?
Yeah, I saw Rush there. I went there.
Oh my god!
I know.
You guys are both Rush fans.
I'm sorry.
Oh yeah. I would have.
Is that Arch or is that Seizures, Judy?
That's seizures.
Yeah, that's definitely seizures.
Yeah, that's not art.
Seizures.
I guess it's art rock.
I had never seen them, and I kind of liked them when I was a teenager. I'm more of a punk rock person.
So you're just waiting for the crowds to die down?
I was just kidding.
Because I never really did the case of Rush. They're so fucking popular, it's unbelievable. I mean, 25 years later, they're not playing at BB King's. They're playing at the fucking multiplex.
But it was hysterical, though, because it was really everybody. I mean, and Bunny, no offense. I mean, you're a woman and you love Rush, but for the most part, it was me. It was a bunch of 45-year-old dudes,
yeah,
like reliving their youth there. And the only cool thing that happened was when I walked out, met Paul Rudd, the actor,
uh-huh,
and he made that movie with them, so he's like buddies with them, and it was like that was kind of exciting because he's like one of my faves. So I was very excited.
We're gonna open for them.
But, yeah, I know. And I walked out, and my friends were like, what was he doing? And I was like, oh, he's going backstage to see Rush. And like, and you didn't go with him?
Yeah, use that celebrity, Roger.
Like,
jeez.
No, you know, see, like, you know, when you're a local news reporter, you can't say to Paul Rudd, I'm going to just hang with you for the rest of the night.
But chances are he's been watching you on TV this whole time and loves you.
Well, yeah. He did. He was very nice. He recognized. He said, I'm a big New York One fan. It was very nice. But I think that's where it ends. Like, I think when I start saying, take me backstage, that's when I cross the line.
Yeah, maybe.
He watches you.
I don't know. If I were Paul Rudd, I'd be bringing people backstage just to have a buffer between me and Rush. Like, I don't know. But most of your roots, aren't you guys like kind of like the punk rocks?
Yeah. I mean, that's I mean, well, Buddy
likes
everything.
That's my esoteric,
yeah,
like instrumental music bass nerd thing with Rush going on. Because Geddy's the singer. He's a really good player. I love solo bass players. But yeah, we're more at heart like punkers, you know, I would say.
Thank God. Okay.
Yeah. No. Don't worry. We don't want. No. We don't want people turning off. Turning off their.
Yeah. You don't sound like Rush at all. And I mean,
you're so avant. You're practically, you know, like no wave. You know, like beatnik, avant beatnik. Some.
Who else does bass and drums? I mean, like most people have like black. White Stripes had the guitar and drums.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's good. I mean, when you say bass and drums, I mean, I think more like dub reggae or Public Image, right, Limited. You know, that sort of like kind of heavy approach to it.
Yeah, it's really, and it's kind of almost like a thing of convenience because like we have the same schedules,
right?
And we've thought about adding a guitar player and maybe a singer, but like the odds are that of someone who could join us in the mid afternoon at the same time we're available, and
you have to teach Kristen Shaughnessy how to play a guitar.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or maybe my neighbor Pat Kiernan.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just like the idea that we have a punk rocker somehow infiltrated in the local news media.
Yeah.
You know, you're sort of like an R. Manchurian candidate. Right?
Well, that's what happens a lot. Like, and Judy, you know, Manitoba is like, I'll go there sometimes, or like sometimes I'll even go to Double Down, and I'll be there, and someone will just walk up to me and go like, what the hell are you doing here? Are you doing a story? And I'm like,
There's a bar here.
Yeah, it's funny, but people really do ask. Like, they're surprised that they. Yeah, you make a good point, Mike. Like, a lot of people don't put those things together. You know,
it was like the first time when I was like in high school or elementary school, and you saw one of your teachers at the shopping mall, and you know, just a complete disconnect that you exist outside of that little box.
And
what
in
are
a
you
cool
doing
box,
here?
Like, it's not like running into your shrink at the grocery store because everyone has to eat, but finding out like. Your news guy likes the same music as you.
Well, you know, I think that's great because, you know, we're talking about eating local and we were sort of, you know, laughing because eating local is not always the best thing. If it's not good, you shouldn't eat it. You should always eat what's good. But local news is the thing. I mean, I think that is really the future of news. It's why New York One's one of the few things that I'll actually turn on. I've stopped watching MSNBC. Frankly, as long as Al Sharpton's an employee, I do not take them seriously as a news platform or venue, so fuck them. And everything's just basically too shrill. CNN is just so useless and boring, and it's just the same thing over and over again. What I want is local news. I want to know stuff that directs me, that affects me directly. Even HuffPost, I cruise it. It's like fucking. It's become a celebrity tabloid practically half the time. At least New York One. If I want information about the mayoral primary, which we should talk about for a moment, or just like what's going on outside my door. I mean, New York One is much more valuable than any of those other things.
Well, yeah. No, we appreciate it. They're doing a good job.
I could not agree more about how interesting local issues are because you can do something. You can really. It affects you.
Yeah, and Time Warner Cable should be kissing your ass because it's really the only reason a lot of people are still there. It's because of New York One. I mean, we've thought about switching, and it's like, no, I have to watch Pat's papers.
Will Pat read the paper in the mornings?
I let Pat read me the paper. It's fine. I like it. It curates my
news.
It's
invaluable.
It's hard. It's hard. I give him a lot of credit. I have to do it next Sunday. I'm filling in, and like it is like
reading the paper.
Yeah, it is really. You know, they just drop this like lump of papers in front of you and say, "Go."
It's you really, don't have your staff to do it. I'm assuming
no,
there.
Yeah,
they do it themselves.
Yeah, it's a. It really is a challenge. I actually like. I'm like in cold sweats until I like actually get on the air and get it over with. It's tough.
I've always been a fan of that segment, but I also at the same time, while I'm enjoying it because I like that he's scanning the headlines for me, I also think that like, why am I watching someone scanning the headlines for me?
Because it's like 7 a.m. and you're like, I don't feel like reading right now. Like, someone else reads to me.
I mean, that is sort of my morning routine. Online, I do scan. Because I don't buy the New York Post every day like I used to, and I don't buy the New York Times every day like I used to. The New York Times, at least, is figured out digitally. I mean, it's such a good product, the New York Times on the iPad. It works, and it's interactive, and it's great. The Post, when it was a quarter, I did buy it every day. The second it stopped being a quarter, I stopped buying it. But I feel like to know what's going on in New York, I need to look at both the Post and the New York Times, and to some extent the Daily News. But I scan the paper, same as Pat's there. But there I am, watching him read it to me.
He finds like little nooks and crannies, and yeah. Like you know things that you maybe might have missed, or you know.
He's in my book. I should have brought you guys a copy.
That was a great coup. I remember how happy you were.
Yeah, I was really happy I got Pat to. I just, you know, I asked him if I could lift something from the website. I forget what it was. Something was about Britney Spears.
And tell us again, Judy, what's the name of that book?
The Official Book of Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Lists, which sold like 10 copies. But whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you guys should play another song. Let's give the dates for your gigs first.
Oh, thanks. We appreciate that. Yeah. We're playing
Sunday, the 22nd. At Otto's at 6 p.m. And
that's like Frank Wood's
Frank Wood's Wind Down Sundays, which are really good rock and roll fun, actually.
And he's a riot. He's so fun. He's totally so he's a good host and it's a lot of fun.
He could be your next big perp walk.
I like the way he goes around with the bucket and bullies everyone into paying up, which they should.
That pays for our next rehearsal. We love it.
Yeah.
Well, you got it. You know, the bucket gig or the basket gig, as it used to be known back in the day, is never really, really gone.
Yeah, the idea of like, a friend of mine is in a band and he told me, he said, yeah, we got paid. I was like, you got paid? Like, I was like, what?
I never like heard Madonna. Of
being paid. Yeah, I was like, that's crazy. Yeah.
I like the bucket better. I feel like people should have the chance to check you out, and if they don't want to pay you, fine. But they got a chance for free. You know, I kind of like that better.
Yeah. Well, I like the bucket. I mean, for certain things, it works. For a certainly very democratic way to do things.
And some places have different, like, some have a bucket, some have, like, a pumpkin. You know, some have.
Oh, that's kind of festive.
Yeah, right. Pumpkin, yeah.
And don't you have a show at the Way Station coming up, too?
We have Otto's again on Friday, October 25th at something like 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then the Way Station, November 16th, I believe. Or is it?
Yeah,
Friday?
We go. It's a Saturday night. We go on 8 o'clock, and you were talking about drum and bass combos, and we're playing with these guys, Even Twice, who we met at Freddy's, and have been great friends, and they are sick, like drum bass. Like you would think there's like five guys in the band. They're really good, really, really, really top notch. So it would be a fun night.
Yeah. And we should make it clear that Roger doesn't usually play bongos. He actually has a real drum set. Yeah. Not that it sounds great here, but
I'm digging it. It's so far out. It's like
very
crazy.
It's very beatnik. So what are we going to hear next?
We're going to hear Havana, where they have great food, and you know, it just makes you appreciate what you have.
And you were there, right? That's sort of based on your travels, right?
Yeah, it's exactly. It's like a lot of sort of Spanish colonial old cities. The buildings are crumbling. The sidewalks are crumbling. It's just miserable. But, you know, the food is great. And you just have to appreciate what you have here, most importantly, you know.
All right, here's Perp Walk doing Havana.
Conquistadores, Christoph Colon, sailed through El Mare, made buildings of stone. Marte revolted for journal and song. Cuba was free now, a nation was born. Havana, Cubana, Havana, Guantana. Buildings are crumbling, everything's falling down, sidewalks are rubble.
Havana. Cubana. Havana. Guantana. When will it end now? Is freedom that far? Decline of an empire like the USSR. The streets of Havana are crumbling away. Get brained by a building.
Still no applause, Joe. I'm going to find you that clip.
Or I'm at
least,
fired.
At least cat's meowing.
Meow. Roger, aren't you worried that the New York Post is listening to Arts and Seizure and they're going to say there's a communist working at NY1?
You become less of a communist.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of communists, there was a notable lack of them in the recent mayoral primary. I wanted to discuss that since we have a genuine New York One reporter here. No runoff, right? We got Mr. de Blasio is our candidate
now. Is that for certain?
Is that for certain?
I think there's still like one more, like tomorrow could be a key day.
Now I'm kind of hoping for a runoff because I found out that de Blasio was behind Atlantic Yards and all this shit. And facing eviction myself, I want the most pro-tenant candidate possible.
Yeah, I don't know if there is a pro-tenant candidate that could possibly win a general election. I just don't think that's the way this game game goes.
It's so tough though when growing up, this is such a political city, and like, you know, my grandmother was like in the Democratic Club, and we were always told they were big Kennedy fans, and we always talked about politics at dinner and stuff. But then when you become a reporter,
I can't
tell anybody my opinion anymore. Like, it's so weird, and like you have to catch me
drunk.
Have to double down.
Like the Get Smart umbrella of silence.
Cone
of silence, yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So it's like, yeah, so it's kind of like I've been dying to say stuff. Like, you know, so many. Wow. I mean, seriously, this.
I'm sure.
With the cast of characters we've had, like, oh my God, so many times, like, you know, especially with Twitter, I'm so bad. Judy, you've seen my tweets. Sometimes they're a little, you know, I might have a couple of things here and there, but.
An opinion or two.
Yeah, but I've been like biting my tongue. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Well, this election cycle has been a gift to the New York Post. I mean, they have really shown.
They have risen to the occasion.
They really have.
With
like Wiener limps or whatever. I mean, it's just like Wiener and Spitzer.
Leave it to the political unit. We have a great political unit in New York One, like Errol Lewis. Bob Hart is our political director. And they're just great. And they do a great job. And those poor guys, like, they're exhausted because they can't wait for this election to be over. But
sure.
They're doing such a great job. Yeah.
New York City politics, not even New York State politics, which looks corrupt bunch of bullshit I've ever seen in my entire fucking life. I mean, man, that's a gig I do not envy.
Oh man, yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on.
What's your next story? I mean, do any more crazy stuff? Going trapezing or rock climbing or surfing?
I'm trying
any
to
more
of
these adventure
week.
Journalism.
I'm trying.
That sort of,
I'm trying to do a story about. This company that makes saltwater taffy. somebody pitched it to
New
me
York?
And I was like, I like saltwater taffy.
I like saltwater
taffy.
I could
taffy. Do that.
I can't. My teeth are too shot to ever eat that again.
And I know what will happen that day is I will be in pain because I know I have cavities. You know when you know you have the cavities? You just, yeah. I'm like, it's probably not a good idea, but it seems like it'll be fun. I like taffy.
Yeah, who doesn't like taffy?
Maybe that's
I
a new
song. I love taffy.
Yeah.
Song about
Jersey
taffy.
Shore, something like that.
Jersey, yeah.
Poor Seaside Heights. Yeah, I mean,
oh,
like.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Anyway.
Can you dig it? Well, guess what, Judy? It's a new show.
It can't be a whole half hour already.
It's the Arts and Seizure show now, but still the fastest 30 minutes on the internet today. Roger, where can we find you in Perp Walk? On the internet?
Yeah, sure. Check out, believe it or not, we still have a MySpace page.
Wow. Perp Walk NYC.
That has all our stuff. And then it's on Facebook, too, and Twitter, RogerClark41. I'll give you all the details and all the stuff. And hey, guys, congratulations! Seriously, thank you so much. This was like such an honor to be asked to the show. Thank you.
You've broken our new show up perfectly. I mean,
you guys are great.
Congratulations and much success. Yeah.
And now we'll feed you pizza.
All right, can you dig it? For Judy McGuire, this is Mike Edison. Thanks, Joe the Engineer. Perp Walk. See you guys next week on Arts and Seizure.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website,
or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.